It's time for Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Interviews with high school seniors. Stay tuned.
I'm Ian Kavitek, and I'm here with our next senior under the spotlight. You want to introduce yourself?
I'm Bailey Watson.
All right, Bailey. How's it feel to be graduating here?
Not that much different from the rest of the years. I liked staying here, and for the most part, it hasn't really set in that I'm going to be leaving within the next few months.
That's true. You will be leaving in a few months. So what are your plans for after you graduate high school?
I'm moving up to Fairbanks to attend at UAF for engineering and pre-med.
Now, engineering and pre-med, what influenced your decision to study into those fields in particular?
I at first intended to go into psychiatry as my first occupation, and once I actually toured the campus and talked to a few of the people there, I decided I wanted to look into the engineering programs.
And how are the engineering programs in Fairbanks?
At UAF, they're really awesome. There's an entire setup for testing their bridge building where you can have everything tied down so it doesn't move. They actually won every single section of the last competition they were in, so it's good to know that most of the people I'll be working with know what they're doing and have actually earned awards in the field.
All right, and with those studies in pre-med and engineer, where do you see yourself in 10 years with that?
I want to go into a psychiatric field still, but I think with pre-med and engineering, I could do work on prosthetics and different innovations like those.
All right, and do you have any advice for anyone still in high school?
Not yet.
Lori Prox here with Jacob Connell, a senior this year. Are you pretty excited about graduation?
Very excited, yes.
Tell us a little bit about your plans following graduation.
Well, I plan to stick around here for maybe a couple years. I'm going to do some prereq courses with the community college, and then I'm not sure when, but at some point when they offer the nursing program, I'm planning on taking that.
What got you interested in nursing?
My fiance, actually. She really reads a lot of nursing books, and so she works over the clinic, actually. So I just got interested in that field through her.
Are your plans to stay here in Alaska?
So once I get a nursing degree, I'm going to become a traveling nurse. That's the goal anyway. And I'm going to travel around for about 7 years. But once I start a family, I'm planning on coming back here just because I like the area. I like hunting. I like fishing. I just like the whole Alaskan experience. So, yeah.
What are you going to miss most about high school?
I'm not quite sure I'm going to miss anything.
What are you most looking forward to about being an adult and hitting the real world?
Having more time on my hands. I mean, I'm going to be busy no matter what, but just seems like I'll be able to control what I do more, and that'll be pretty exciting.
Who are some of the folks who influenced you or were mentors for you throughout your high school years?
Definitely my parents, Bill and Katie Connell, as well as Tina Fiferic, my cheer coach. I did cheerleading last year, and I've been friends with her son, and she's always influenced me in a positive way. So,
any advice for young kids as they head through the Valley school system?
Don't ignore your schoolwork, you know. Get your stuff done. Don't just blow off doing work and your freshman year and everything else, because it all does matter. In the end, it all stacks up, and you're going to come down the crunch line in the end, and you're going to go, oh, crap, I've been wasting my high school career, and it's like, can't do anything about it now. So really, get on your schoolwork, do it. It's a pain in the butt, but put the time and effort in.
Thanks to the sponsors of Senior Spotlight, Prospector, VCVB, Arts Design, Valdez Native Tribe, First National Bank, Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, Arctic Chiropractic, Harris Sand and Gravel, Copper Valley Telecom, Petrostar Valdez Refinery, Haltness Equipment, Brennabell and Clarkson, and the Valdez Senior Center.